does this offense need to do at this point to show improvement, visible improvement that maybe the fans will be able to see on the field?
Yeah, I think it's points. You got to score points, especially when you're playing good offense football teams. That'll be no difference this week. You're going to have to score touchdowns, not field goals. And the name of the game. Name of the game is the score. And I don't really care how we do it. I don't think any of the coaches care how we do it. You got to put points on the board.
People really haven't questioned the offense since you've been here, like they're doing now. How do you handle that?
Yeah, it's
first coming to no, you.
Yeah, obviously it's something it's tough, but it's something you just got to roll with the punches. It's never as bad as it seems, and it's never as good as it seems. And we're not playing the best right now. That's well documented. But the fact is we got five more opportunities to try to improve. And I think all 11 guys truly believe in that we got 5 weeks to get better. And there's no use thinking of what we could have done or what we should have done or past failures. It's moving forward.
People are wondering what Jake Rudock is like. What kind of quarterback? Mm-hmm. You see him out there every day.
No, yeah, Jake's a great guy and a really intelligent guy. He's there's a lot of guys in that room that are good players.
Is he a dropback guy or is he?
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's a spread option guy if that's what you're asking.
Kind of like you.
Yeah. he's a good guy and I'd say our styles would be pretty similar.
Is it discouraging when, like you said, you guys have been really close and then it just seems like you just haven't quite put it together even through the...
No, yeah, and that it's not discouraging, but I guess it's something of you want it to happen so bad, but pressing, it doesn't help at all. It's got to come naturally. We feel like we've been close. Obviously, Penn State wasn't a good example of that, but we do feel like we're close. And we're going to do everything that we can these next 3 days to make sure we have a better performance against Northwestern.
How do you keep other players on the offense from beginning to press? Is there ever guys trying to do too much?
Not with this group, I don't think so. I think I've seen that in the past, but not with this group. I think we're a pretty level-headed group, and the fact is that every new play is the only one that needs to be concentrated on, and we just got to take that approach one play at a time to get some things done.
If Wiseman's back at full health, how much does that help you guys on offense?
Well, yeah, that'd be huge to get Wiseman and Damon back. It'd be nice to have both those guys. We've kind of had one, had the other, had neither. To have both those guys, they present a lot of different styles that'll help us not only in the run game but in the pass game.
Do you manage to keep your composure just when you're in a situation like Saturday night where a game is lopsided and you suddenly have people, I'm sure a lot of fans are like, okay, take him out, put Jake in, and yet coach is saying, no, go back out there, just keep playing?
Well, yeah, it's something that, I mean, as long as I'm given the opportunity to play here at this university, to play quarterback, I'm going to do everything in my power to get us points and to move us down the field. As soon as they tell me to come out or to get moved, obviously, that'd be a different situation, but as long as they want me in there, I mean, the boos, the criticism, none of that stuff really bothers me.
How have things changed right now when you consider that you're without Brandon and Andrew, and now you got Nolan and Austin?
Well, I mean, we got a lot of confidence in those guys that can come in and fill in for them. Obviously, those guys were both playing at a pretty high level, but at the same time, you got Austin, a guy who's had experience this year until he got banged up. Nolan had a lot of experience a couple of years ago, so we got a lot of confidence in those guys, and those guys are only going to gain confidence as they get more and more reps in practice and in games.